Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, oh Lord, my God, I thank you for another day in the land of the living to enjoy your tender mercy. Grateful to you, oh Lord, my God, for preserving my life to see another day in this land of the living, another day to enjoy your tender mercy. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to our God. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please, let your mercy be evident in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, please, let your mercy be seen clearly in every area of my life. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. From the easy to read version, ERV, I read. All this is from God. Through Christ, God made peace between himself and us. And God gave us the work of bringing people into peace with him. Full stop. Praise God. This is a weighty scripture for every genuine Christian. It says that God, the Almighty God himself, took the initiative. God, our Maker, made the first move for peace with us, to make peace with us. We, mere human beings, the works of his hands. Then God gave us the assignment to go and bring men and women into peace with him. That is, God committed to us the ministry of reconciliation. The inescapable implication of this sacred assignment is that as peacemakers between God and men, we ourselves must be living in peace with all men. But as we speak now, there are many pastors, many preachers, apostles, prophets, even church founders, who have legal proceedings against other people in court. And they are the initiators of these legal cases. It's not that they were sued, but they themselves are the ones that went there to sue. They have sued for libel. They have sued for defamation of character. As we speak, there are members of the same Christian fellowship who are at war with one another. And this is blatantly contrary to the ministry of reconciliation given to us. This is a flagrant contradiction of what is expected of children of God. Or are these people, these so-called men of God, are they men of God without being children of God? Pastors who sue fellow human beings for cases like libel and defamation of character, they should go and examine their born-again experience. They should go back to the school of discipleship and be taught afresh. Listen to Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. I read from the Radiant New Testament version, RAD. I read, blessed are those who make peace, because they will be called children of God. Those who make peace, not those who go to court to sue fellow human beings. Every genuine follower of Jesus Christ should read 1 Peter also. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 23. I will read it for us from the same Radiant New Testament. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 23, I read, this is what God wants you to do. Remember, Christ suffered for you, and he left you an example that he expects you to follow. Scripture says he didn't commit any sin. No lies ever came out of his mouth. People shouted at him and insulted him, but he didn't do the same thing back to them. He didn't threaten to get revenge against the people who were making him suffer. Instead, he trusted in God who judges fairly. Full stop. Nothing can be clearer. God wants us to imitate Jesus. He didn't threaten to get revenge. He didn't go to court to sue those who are abusing him. This is what God wants us to be doing while we wait for the coming of this our Savior, Jesus Christ. May we not have any regret on that day. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you. We give you praise. You have made your will very clear to everyone. It's up to us to avail ourselves of your grace to do your will. There's no substitute to your will. Father, please help us. May every one of us decide, no matter how hard, may we decide to do your will, to please you as we wait for Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.